Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let us get started. Bitcoin is trading around $118,246, Ethereum near $3,561, and Solana at $178. Global dollar funding stress eased as the Bank of Japan launched dollar liquidity swaps on July 17th, and President Trump signed the Genius Act into law on July 18th to build a federal stablecoin framework. Ethereum enjoyed record ETF inflows and sharply lower fees, while Bitcoin's realized capitalization topped $1 trillion at a new peak above $123,000, and regulators advanced on CFTC leadership and tokenization policy. The Bank of Japan announced on July 15th that it would supply US dollar funding against pooled collateral beginning July 17th. Analysts at Endgame Macro warn this echoes past funding crunches in 2008 and 2020 and could influence risk assets. Former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes forecasts improved liquidity may buoy Bitcoin. In Washington on July 18th, the president signed legislation creating a federal framework for dollar-backed stablecoins under a new Genius Act. National banks will obtain licenses, and state-chartered firms must meet reserve and disclosure standards. Banks, including Schwab and JP Morgan, are exploring tokenized deposits and stablecoin offerings amid this fresh clarity. Ethereum ETFs in quarter two saw record inflows of $1.7 billion, lifting total inflows above $7 billion, and fees fell nearly 40%. Layer 2 throughput rose 7%, while total value locked in DeFi reached over $63 billion. Bitcoin's realized capitalization eclipsed $1 trillion as its price surged past $123,000, according to Glassnode. An on-chain analyst projects a break above $123,370 could clear the path to targets between $143,000 and $146,000. The total crypto market cap crossed $4 trillion as XRP and Ethereum led gains. XRP hit new peaks near $3.66, while Ether neared $4,000. Analysts debate whether this marks an altcoin season as Bitcoin dominance dipped towards 61%. On July 21st, the Senate Agriculture Committee will review Brian Quintenz for CFTC chair ahead of a full Senate vote. His tenure could coincide with a Senate decision on the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, following its House approval on July 17th. World Liberty Financial set a late August timeline for WLFI token trading, after 99.94% of supply-approved transfers on July 16th. Early backers will gain liquidity, while team allocations remain subject to extended vesting. MicroStrategy and Coinbase stock hit record highs amid a rate-induced drop in MicroStrategy shares. Custody of Strategy's $72 billion Bitcoin treasury remains confidential under SEC rules, though Coinbase is confirmed among nine possible custodians. Psi Protocol founder Carter Feldman called for a return to modern proof of work, enhanced by zero knowledge proofs to address centralization flaws in proof of stake systems. Barstool founder Dave Portnoy lamented selling XRP at $2.40 2 weeks before it reached a new high, around $3.65, noting the missed gains. In London, a Labour MP's push to ban crypto donations drew criticism from Crypto UK for targeting Reform UK, which began accepting digital contributions in May 2025. That is a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you are feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.